The Vikings spend countless hours a day throughout camp on the practice field. Time learning, growing, and improving. But there are many other aspects of training camp which are key ingredients to making a successful team.
You know, fruits and vegetables, we're doing, you know, 6-8 flats worth of strawberries a day. Probably, you know, a case of bananas for each meal period. Proteins, you know, you're talking 30-40 pounds of each of the different, we use 3 proteins for a meal. So you're talking upwards of probably about 200 pounds in protein for a day that's prepared between all the different stations that we have.
Often overlooked, but never forgotten, the nutrition and food aspect of an NFL training camp.
We have our staff starting to come in at 5 o'clock in the morning, and we're cooking breakfast and getting all the stations set up. And at 6:15, we're opening the doors for the Vikings. Between 6:15 and about 8:30, we feed them. And then we turn around, and basically it's turning the whole place over again and starting again for lunch at 11 till 1:30. And then we close it down, turn it over again, and we open up the doors from 5 to 7:30.
It takes plenty of food and many helping hands to feed the Vikings while at camp in Mankato. The Minnesota State Mankato Dining Services staff stays quite busy to feed the 150-plus players, coaches, and staff 3 meals every day.
During Vikings training camp, you know, we have 30 of our full-time staff and probably about 20 of our student staff that are coming in and out throughout the day. So, you know, it takes about 50, 55 people to run it, aside from managers and supervisors.
One difference the players have noticed this year is a new-look menu. Each meal still has many options, but the choices are all geared towards a healthier and leaner diet.
Yeah, you know, we've taken the principles that we talked about from Winter Park and just brought them right here to Mankato. Things like the smoothie bar, healthier things, no more deep-fried foods, no cream-based foods. Just everything that we do is really healthy and kind of working towards winning football games and championships.
You know, the nutrition aspect, it's just different ways of cooking. It's not that there weren't healthy options throughout the previous regime, but, you know, everything we have here is healthy. You know, before there used to be soda, there's no soda allowed. You know, we cook everything with olive oil. We took anything that we used to cook with butter. We don't fry any foods anymore. You know, we used to have a southern fried chicken that we would do. And those things aren't around anymore. It's about eating healthy and being health conscious.
These guys, they eat 3 meals a day plus a snack here every day. So that, you know, the fuel that we put in their body is essential to their performance and successful performance on the field. So it is a very big part of what we do here.
Keeping players energized with a healthier diet is the goal with the new meal structure for the Vikings this year at camp. Long hours are put in to ensure the players and staff have prepared and well-balanced meals. They may not be performing on the field every day like the players, but the dining services staff are just one group of the dozens and dozens of people needed to all work together to ensure a successful training camp for the Minnesota Vikings.
Our job is to make sure that they're able to do their job, you know, without having to worry. You know, if we feed them and they go through camp and they get done and we are, you know, we'll get a thank you from them every year, but, you know, that's really all we need. I mean, if we're not out in the forefront, that means we're doing the right things.